Millions of visitor flushes have been treated on site at the Great Passion Play. And for years now, certain locals have worried that the effluent may be contaminating wells and springs, like Magnetic Spring, just down the mountain. Pat Costner lives in the watershed. She's a retired senior scientist with Greenpeace International Science Unit and continues to work as a public advocacy scientist, traveling extensively. But in recent years, she's also been working locally.
With some neighbors, friends and neighbors, we've started the Clean Water Association of Carroll County.
The nonprofit group has successfully blocked the startup of a small poultry slaughterhouse operation, a proposed industrial waste site, and an effort by local developers to establish a countywide water system. And although she's lived in the county for decades, Costner was not aware that the Great Passion Play was permitted by the state to operate what's called a sewage lagoon. That is, until a public notice was posted in the local paper regarding its permit.
And in the public notice, if you wanted a public hearing, you needed to contact ADEQ. And so several of us said, let's contact ADEQ and we'll have a public hearing on this and see what's up.
What was up is a 1.3 million gallon lake filled with untreated wastewater right above Eureka Springs. It's permitted by the state as a domestic system because no industry takes place there. Water from the lagoon is sprayed onto a local field.
I owned and operated my own analytical laboratory for a number of years over in Northeast Arkansas, where my customers were small cities and industries, nearly all of whom used sewage lagoons. However, a sewage lagoon in hill country, in karst terrain, is a recipe for disaster.
In May of 1978, a catastrophic collapse rapidly drained a 75 million gallon sewage lagoon in West Plains, Missouri, affecting groundwater in the area. Whether dolomite or limestone karst beneath the soil gave way. But according to geologists at the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, there is no karst beneath the Passion Play grounds. And because wastewater contains pathogens, parasites, pharmaceutical waste, and any number of chemicals, depending on who's flushing what, the Passion Play Lagoon is double-lined for protection.
All synthetic liners, such as these, all of them leak. The manufacturers will tell you they all leak.
Pat Costner has, through the Freedom of Information Act, requested records from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, or ADEQ. And the few daily logs she's seen indicated zero leakage, which she found troubling.
If it's zero, then that means, if it's truly zero, they're not getting any leakage from the primary liner, then that means that they have a hole in their secondary liner and it's leaking into the groundwater.
When she queried ADEQ, she was told the system operator can log it as zero because leaked wastewater is pumped back into the lagoon. She's also concerned about the sewage irrigation system. Again, it draws water from the lagoon and sprays it on a local field.
Which is a little breathtaking, I find, since they're spraying this undisinfected wastewater into the air. And in my mind, this is a clear issue as far as public health goes.
Concerned residents who live in the watershed, including Costner, were present at a public hearing June 2nd held by ADEQ to talk about renewing the permit for the facility. Teresa Marks is director.
We feel like that this is going to be a permittable system, and we certainly, if we felt like there was cause for concern, we would be looking at that much more closely. But at this point, it appears that pursuant to scientific standards, the system is adequate.
Request for a tour of the Passion Play sewage lagoon was declined and questions deferred to a local engineering firm that designed the system. It deferred to ADEQ. Colby Ungerank is an engineer with ADEQ. He confirmed that all leaked lagoon and irrigation water is captured and that spraying raw sewage on a nearby field is safe.
EPA actually did a study that shows this type of system is very effective on removing all of the BOD, suspended solids, and fecal chloroform.
Tests for phosphorus and metals were also within limits, Ungerenk said. In Freedom of Information documents requested by Pat Costner, she found 4 on-site inspections have occurred over the past 17 years. But ADEQ says it frequently checks downstream for any problems.
We actually have a monitoring station downstream on Leatherwood Creek. Yes, Leatherwood Creek is currently on the 303D list.
Meaning the creek is designated as impaired, so is under monthly monitoring by a certified lab. Leatherwood Creek is also the receiving stream for Eureka Springs Municipal Wastewater Treatment Facility. So how do they tell what's what?
As long as those points are being met, they're meeting water quality standards, we wouldn't have to investigate that any farther because they're meeting water quality standards. We don't look into that where the waste is coming from.
Sewage Lagoon in Hughes, Arkansas in the Delta breached during last spring's flooding, but according to ADEQ, the Passion Place Sewage Lagoon did not overflow. But Pat Costner says the only way to tell contamination is not occurring is through dye tracing.
You know, for example, if you just went up to the Passion Play and dumped some, you know, one of any number of recommended dyes, fluorescein dyes, and dumped them into one of the toilets flushed away, then you could follow. If you have monitoring wells, you could follow in, you could look in those wells. You could look in the private wells of the people who are down that holler. You could look in some of the springs,
including Ozarka Spring on the Passion Play property, one of 66 historic springs. Back when Eureka was a popular Victorian-era spa, Ozarka water was bottled and shipped across the country. But the public has not had access to Ozarka Spring for decades. Requests for independent dye tracing submitted by the National Water Center, another local clean water group, were denied, and ADEQ says it's not necessary. One solution would be to connect the Passion Play to Eureka Springs Municipal Treatment System, but that's costly. Instead, Pat Costner suggests the Passion Play should capitalize on ecotourism, install a state-of-the-art compost toilet gray water aquaculture system.
You know, the federal government at various parks. I think if you go over to Hobbs State Park, you will see solar-assisted composting toilets that are used to serve the public. And they are pristine, they are odor-free, they operate just fine.
It looks like ADEQ will continue to permit the Passion Place Wastewater Lagoon, but concerns are growing. Last May, heavy rains caused 4 collapses in and around Eureka Springs, including 1 2-acre landslide in the historic district. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.